Welcome back to Mortgagenomics Canada. I'm your host, Marco Gello. I'm a duly licensed mortgage broker in British Columbia and Alberta, born and raised in Calgary, currently living in North Vancouver. If you're from either of these provinces and require any mortgage-related services, please do not hesitate to contact me. Call or text me right now at 604-800-9593, 604-800-9593. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. Today, I'm going to talk about prioritizing the key mortgage conditions within a tight time frame: down payment, employment, and creditworthiness. Let's begin. For most Canadians, securing a mortgage is often the gateway to home ownership, but it's a journey filled with hurdles and challenges. Complicating matters further, a time restriction looms in the background: the dreaded financing conditions. In today's complex mortgage environment, two critical factors seem to consistently rise to the forefront, ultimately shaping the path and intensity of your mortgage qualification journey: down payment verification and stability of your employment and creditworthiness. Let's get at it and discuss the first and most common condition that leaves a lot of applicants pretty much stressed out and irritated: down payment verification. Down payment verification emerges as the most source of frustration in the mortgage application process. However, its impact is not so much deal-breaking as it is labor-intensive. Applicants find themselves begrudgingly inundating the process with copious verification documents, like bank statements and investment statements and basically any other documents that can verify your source of funds, while brokers and lenders in turn begrudge the meticulous analysis and review that follows. So both sides hate this process. Speaking from personal experience, the verification of down payment documents induces a collective sense of exasperation for all involved parties: the applicant, the broker, and the lender. The origins of this cumbersome procedure trace back to the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, when Canada's Department of Finance expanded upon the existing Anti-Money Laundering Act to also include an anti-terrorist financing component. So consequently, the entire down payment verification process has been morphed into a completely insane effort. So much effort required on all sides here. Lenders, and by extension mortgage brokers like me, are compelled to subject applicants to what feels like a criminal intense interrogation. It truly is insane. It could get really, really tough when you're verifying mortgage down payment verification. This is an inescapable reality, irrespective of any applicant's wealth, credit score, or income scale. All applicants must adhere to the stringent down payment verification requirements. And let's get into that a bit. So they are as follows, the down payment verification requirements. Number one, this is the key one: provide a 90-day history of the funds that will be used for down payment. Okay, so easy enough, but let's move along here. Number two, the documents must be presented in their entirety and have your name and account number displayed to verify your ownership of the account. So when I say entirety, if there's a bank statement and it says page 1 of 3, submit all 3 pages. Even if the last page is blank, it has to be presented in its entirety. And of course, the name and account number must be displayed on these documents. Number three, in addition, any random or unexplained deposits identified within the statements will also have to be backed up with its own 90-day history verification. So that's right, you could essentially be providing a chain of 90-day verifications if you have several random or unexplained deposits coming into your bank account that have not completed, you know, their respective 90-day hibernation periods. Lenders will generally require 90 days history on any unexplained deposits over as low as $1,000. So heads up on that. Those are the three main points there. 90-day history, the documents must be presented in their entirety and have your name and account number on them. If they don't, you can use other documents to cross-reference. That's another little neat trick. And then any random and unexplained deposits have to be explained as well. 90-day history required. So how to prepare for this clerical assault. Do not use your cell phone online banking portal. This never works. Lenders hate it. Because the screen captures that you attempt will not be acceptable as they do not display account numbers and identities. So I'm pretty sure if you try this with any of Canada's banks, you won't see your name on the document if you took a screen capture. And it's designed that way to protect security protection measures, to protect your identity and fraud and all that crazy stuff. So you will have to log into your online banking portal through your computer, your PC or whatever, and retrieve documents through this pathway as your lender generates your bank where you, you know, have your checking account and everything, generate way more detailed documents and screen captures if you go through your computer rather than your cell phone. And as well, if it's not too late, like, you know, if you're in the process of doing a down payment verification and providing documents to your broker, please avoid as much as you can transferring sums of money between your various accounts. You know, this is the biggest like headache for mortgage brokers is when you have a customer who has been transferring, you know, $5,000 from their TFSA account to their RSP and then to their checking account and then to their savings and then back to the checking. Yeah, just remember, every time you do that, a paper trail is required, and it could be a 90-day paper trail. So, sorry, a 90-day history of where that money's been. So as you can see, just my explanation on that is confusing. Just imagine the paper trail accumulation. It is not unheard of for a file that we've done down payment on to have documents just to confirm or verify $20,000 of down payment. Yeah, I've seen it. We've had 100, 200, 300 pages to confirm that amount of money. So heads up on that. Keep things simple. And you know, if you're currently in the process of verifying your down payment, keep up the great work. Be patient. You'll get to the end. Hey there. Just wanted to break away from the episode to give you a little background about my brokerage and give you an idea of the team behind me that helps get your mortgage completed without a hitch and on time. The brokerage is called Home Financing Solutions, and it's a franchise of the Mortgage Center, which, by the way, is the pioneer of mortgage brokerages in Canada, established back in 1989. Back then, things were a little different. It used to take weeks to fund a mortgage, and the application process was grueling and labor-intensive. But that was then, and this is now. The process of getting approved and into your home or prompt access to your equity is seamless and swift. Absolutely every step of our process features the latest technology to collect, gather, adjudicate, and safely store your information. The end result is speed, service, and quality solutions. But we also recognize that technology is only as good as the human that is operating it. So not only will you experience the best that technology has to offer, you can also expect personalized follow-ups from Kelly and Justin, who are valuable members of my team. The three of us love what we do and continuously look forward to taking your calls and helping you accomplish your real estate goals. Call or text me at 604-800-9593. 604-800-9593. Or look me up at homefinancingsolutions.ca. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. And now, back to the episode. Okay, on to the second condition that is absolutely crucial when it comes to satisfying conditions within the financing conditions timeframe. Stability. Stability is increasingly crucial in today's economic landscape, marked by a seemingly confidence-lacking economy and persistent inflationary trends. Throughout the mortgage completion process, it's vital to recognize and address the significance of stability, particularly concerning your employment and credit practices. So let's start with employment. Sustain your employment at the same pace as when you initially qualified. Any alterations to your employment status before completing or closing your mortgage will end up getting detected one way or another by the lender. And this could ultimately result in a re-adjudication of your file. Consistency is paramount, not only in maintaining employment, but also in preserving your specific terms of employment. So changing employers during your mortgage completion process without prior consultation with your mortgage broker can jeopardize your qualification. So for example, transitioning from an employee where you currently pay income taxes, the income taxes are deducted at source, and you transition to, let's say, an independent contractor, which in brackets is self-employed, in that same role, okay, so you haven't really switched your jobs, you just kind of switch in the way you get paid, this could put your mortgage qualification at risk. So while some circumstances might be negotiable with the lender, assuming automatic approval is totally like unwise. So if you shift to self-employment or become a 100% commission earner, you know, while you're qualifying for a mortgage, lenders typically require a 2-year income average for qualification. And unfortunately, the previous 2 years of your deducted at source income, it will not now be eligible. And then further potentially like leading to qualification with a subprime lender if we can't get that done with the existing lender, because you've just went into a different set of rules of qualification. So, you know, moving to a subprime lender with relaxed ratios, that's great, but the interest rates are higher. Ultimately, find a way to get it done, but you do compromise a few things there. And lastly, the second most important stability pointer here, credit. Uphold timely payments, refrain from increasing existing balances, and avoid acquiring additional credit. Not the time now to get a new car. Just like with employment, maintaining your credit profile at a minimum, matching your status when you first qualified for the mortgage is super critical. Throughout the mortgage transaction, a lender may update your credit report, especially in the completion process, if the completion process extends beyond 30 days. So in such cases, the lender will scrutinize any updated balances, credit cards, or derogatory ratings, impacting your mortgage qualification. This can be prevented if your mortgage broker provides a snapshot of your balances at the time of the application. Increasing your credit balance during the mortgage completion is irreparable, or is repairable for sure, provided you have the funds to do it. But a more severe consequence is a credit score drop. Improving credit scores can take at least a full 30-day cycle and potentially longer, depending on the severity of the issue that caused the drop. This could pose significant challenges to your mortgage qualification, particularly if you're, you know, on the hook there for a specific completion date. Again, complete disclosure of your credit report at the time of application by your mortgage broker can prevent such issues. So, you know, if your credit score is tight and another credit check, you know, it might do some damage. It might put you underneath that mark that actually gets you qualified. So very critical, very important for the mortgage broker to fully disclose, you know, what the shape and the health of your current credit report. There's nothing to keep secret here. These points of information have to be exchanged with the broker and the client, and people need to be made aware that, hey, listen, you're on a critical path here. Make sure you don't acquire any more credit. So just a simple disclosure on both ends. That's all it is, and you'll be on the right path. All right, so that's a wrap for today's episode. In summary, when it comes to down payment verification, if you're feeling irritated and frustrated with the process, that's a good sign. This is totally normal. Basically, that means you're on the right track. So keep it up. And regarding your employment and credit accounts, keep things stable while you are in the condition satisfying stage of your mortgage approval. Better yet, just to be safe, keep things stable all the way until the mortgage closes, you know, like possession date. All right, that's all I got. Call or text me anytime if you have any mortgage questions at all, especially if you're in British Columbia or Alberta, as I'm licensed to service these specific provinces. And especially if you're from Vancouver or Calgary, as I'm very familiar with these markets. And of course, I welcome calls and emails from all over Canada and the entire world for those that are in the process of or have recently relocated or immigrated to Canada from elsewhere. Or for those Canadians who are in the process of moving from one province to another, as I specialize in interprovincial relocations and new to Canada mortgage applications. Call or text me at 604-800-9593, or you can get me on my WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger. Or just go ahead and link up to my website, homefinancingsolutions.ca. Thank you again for tuning into Mortgagenomics Canada. Stay well, everyone. Talk again soon.